Yes, yes.
I hope you are fully satisfied about Bill Crockett's nomination. If we took a plebiscite of the top people here in the department and in Congress, I think you'd find that he would be the choice by acclamation. He's had great confidence among people in his daily operations. He has been loyal to the administration, to me, to you. He's a very quiet worker, but he's been very effective. And I just...
Well, that's fine. I don't know him.
Yes,
the only thing is that I thought that I didn't want to have him exactly picked by Rooney. And Ways, because I just figured those fellas who really get along well on the Hill, it's always because they do what the Hill wants.
You see, we almost nominated him before.
Yeah.
At the time that Jones left.
Yeah.
But then the name of Bill Arick came up, and Bill Arick has been so allergic to Capitol Hill that he's never really had any effective relations down there, and didn't really go to see them very often.
Yeah.
Didn't work at it. So
one of the things that Arick said, and I don't know, he came over to see me the other day that I guess you've talked to him, is the problem of, at least as he saw it, who he goes through. He evidently goes through Ball, does he? It seemed to me that George has got to, really is your deputy and ought to be doing all these policy matters and not screwing around with administration.
Well, it depends on the subject. I saw Arick myself, I suppose, averaged once every 2 weeks. We tried to set up a weekly appointment. But if Ball doesn't see him, then I have to. And the question is which one of us does. What I wanted to do was to have that man take the ball and run with it and act just as independently as possible and get on with the job.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the kind of thing I think that Crockett will know how to do. I've known him for many years myself here in the service, and I'm sure that he'll work out very well indeed.
Good, fine. Well, I just thought I'd meet him, so because I don't think I've ever seen him.
Right, thank you.
What else is new on the horizon? What about Haiti?
I think we've got to review the bidding from the ground up on that now and see just where we go on that. If it's possible for us to trade a fresh start on our side with a fresh start on Duvalier's side, maybe we have to work at it from that direction at the moment. But most of our fellows here think that Duvalier is absolutely irretrievable. But yet there's no clear answer now as to what that means and what you do about it.
Yeah.
So I'll be talking with the fellows later this morning.
Seems to me we ought to be able to build up some sort of a force that we could use as the excuse. In other words, the Bay of the Cuban thing, but do it with a little more judgment. But it seems to me we ought to have that force being developed anyway.
Yes, I think we ought to look at the big alternatives here. And
the other thing is really whether Thurston, if he's going to stay on, there's no sense really in having an ambassador. I'm sure it isn't Thurston's fault that his persona non.
Well, if we could trade that for some changes in Duvalier's government.
Yeah, yeah.
After all, if he's asking us to change some top people, we might get across to him that if he gets rid of a couple of these bad eggs right next to him, that we could perhaps both of them start off on a fresh start.
Yeah.
Try it out.
Right.
The vice president wants very much to go to Scandinavia in the fall. Now, we have an America's Day celebration in Finland in September 6th and 7th, where it would be entirely appropriate for him to be there.
That's right.
And then come back through Norway, Denmark. Do you see an objection to that?
No, somebody told me that, I don't know who was I talking to about Finland, said something about that Bobby was supposed to go there.
Yes, well, I talked to Bobby about it, and he had talked to the vice president about it, and that part of it is all cleared away.
Oh, I see. So
right.
Well, that's fine.
All right, okay. Thanks, sir. Thanks, sir.
Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes.
Remember that very short message we sent off the other day about dates for me?
Yes, oh yeah.
They've come back with an answer and suggested July 28th, which from I've just been talking to Tommy about it. We think this is very good from our point of view.
Oh, that's fine.
It keeps things on ice and indicates that things are not likely to blow up before then.
I talked to David Gore yesterday, and I said that David would be interested in what a draft of which the Prime Minister might want to prepare a response to that letter that we both got.
Right.
And we'll see what they have to say. I think we ought to think about sending somebody there. I think we want to look like we've gone the last mile.
Right. Well, now, we're preparing some alternative drafts here to different approaches. But one approach would be simply to ask him really to take on this question of fact that he's asserted, that national means can do it, and try to get him to put up some technicians and scientists to talk with ours about the real possibility there. Pointing out that in that case, there's no policy question. It's only a factual question.
Well, we might, you know, we talked in that letter about sending a special representative
right,
there. What
right.
about thinking about John McCloy to go there?
Well, that's a real possibility. On tomorrow, we're going to propose that we try to use him on this NASA, the Near East disarmament problem.
I see.
But in any event, he might be able to do both.
Yeah, well, the other two that I was thinking about would be Roz Gilpatrick or John. McCloy's got some advantages because he's well and favorably known.
Sure, sure. Right.
Fine.
Well, that's a real possibility.
Okay,
right. Good.
Major? Oh, Major? Oh, can you hear me? Hello, Major Cooper?
Hello?
Major Cooper, can you hear me? Hello, Major Cooper?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear the president?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, Major, I just want to congratulate you. That was a great flight.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
We talked to your wife, and she seemed to stand it very well.
Oh, very good.
And we hope we're looking forward to seeing you up here Monday, but we're very proud of you, Major.
Well, thank you, sir. Good flight. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Fine. Well, I look forward to seeing you Monday. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Major. Thanks, Major. Thanks, Major. Hello.
Hello, Mr.
Mr.
President.
Speaker, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
That's good. I'm Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
You want a joint meeting? A joint meeting?
Well,
You do. Just blow your nose.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be good. Give the space program.
Are you going to give him a big parade?
Well, wait just a sec. He's coming here, and I'm going to decorate him. Then he would go up to the Capitol. I suppose that we would, I suppose they would parade him. What we're just trying to do is try to get the most out of it for the space program.
I understand they're going to let the government employees off.
Yeah, it'll be 12:15.
I thought that they ought to build it up and make it a bigger fair, but that's the side. They do. If you, I talked with Mike Mansfield. Of course, a few of the letter we sent and so forth, but I think it'd be nice. If you want it, we'll do it.
Well, I think everybody would like that, don't you think? Up there in the Congress?
I think it'll be a damn good thing, but yeah. I'd like to have it. If you want us to do it, you let me know, and I'll...
No, well, let's go ahead, then.
All right, you...
Yeah.
You didn't ask. You don't have to ask me. You just suggested to me that you thought it'd be a very good thing.
That'd be fine.
Is there any way you want to ask or suggest, Mr. President?
Well, why don't we just have it that I suggested it, and you thought it was a good idea.
I'd like you. You get the credit, too. But you go ahead and handle that, and I'll get a hold of Mike and tell him, and I'll...
why don't you announce it up there?
I'll take care of it.
Right, good. Fine, Mr. Speaker. Fine. Thank you. Thank you.
end of a snag, I guess. He got a dozen of us down at the White House one day of divergent views. People like Dick Russell and Harold Cooley and Bacon and so forth. No, I think he kept all the Republicans out and said, now, what would you Democrats agree on? And he would try to pass quickly.
You think we ought to try to pass another wheat bill?
I think you should, yes. I don't think you want to pass wheat to go down as low as it's likely to go. Now, it's true that you have made the gesture that might have helped the wheat farmer, but he has a very short memory, and he won't remember the gesture as long as he remembers the low price.
He won't remember that it was his own decision that brought it on?
Not at all. He knows very well that the administration did this to him. I mean, it's just one of those tragedies of life.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be well to let some of us explore what we should get the Farm Bureau to support, and then you'd have others find out what the Farmers Union will support. At one time, Mr. President, I got the Farmers Union, the Grange, and the Farm Bureau in the same room and kept them there for 48 hours at different spells until they agreed on a program.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that the Secretary of Agriculture is as fine a guy as I know and is as honest as any man I've ever seen, and I'd like to help him every way I could. But he's never bothered to find out what is acceptable across the country.
Yeah.
I don't think they need quite the sort of control that he's talking about. And I think a reduction in price support and more or less freedom from plants would not give you any more surplus than we're now getting. But I think they're going to have to explore that with a few people before you can take on the bill.
But without having the controls on the production, though, would not be awfully expensive.